The S&D Podcast Channel, the perfect channel for any style of podcast. We have all different pop culture style podcasts for all of your listening needs. If you would like to start a podcast, you can reach us at sndpodcast@gmail.com. We are always looking for new podcasts to add to our channel, and the topic could be anything you want. So contact us now.
We should talk about this on the channel.
Yeah, let's.
Episode 357 of the S&D Podcast Show, and Vin's first ever episode with Jordan Love as his official starting quarterback.
Yeah, pretty much.
Not like an injury replacement, like
no injuries,
COVID. Contract extension and everything.
Yeah, which was weird, but I'm glad they did it, because that was one of my biggest issues, was that they were kind of they had put themselves in the position on purpose that like the Giants were in kind of by accident last year. That was like, you have 1 year to figure out this quarterback and that's it, so good luck. And now they have 2 years to figure out the quarterback at a reasonable price, but also a guaranteed price for him from his perspective.
But he's also making less money at the moment now.
He's making less money.
Which is, at the end of the day, smart, because he'd rather have that year safety
harness. I think the option, like, they weren't going to pick it up if he didn't sign this extension, I don't think.
Right.
No, and then you're left with a dead duck, and that's it.
The positives to Love is he's been in the system for X amount of years. He studied with one of the greatest quarterbacks. He studied with one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Now it's time for him to actually know that it's his time to shine. And that division is obviously winnable.
Very.
So, hey, time is now. You guys still end up having a better record than the Jets, and that will be the funniest thing in the world.
Are we laughing at the point that the Vikings didn't even, like, consider the next guy behind Cousins at this point?
Is he on his last year?
Yeah, he's on his last year.
One of those later round guys would have been.
Yeah, this was the biggest quarterback draft class of, like, almost all time. I think there was, like, 11, I heard someone say.
Well, then actually 11 the
taken?
Right. Actually, I have the 11. Yeah. 14
total. 14 taken, sorry, yeah.
I mean, I can't. And the only reason I'm laughing at this, the Packers took a guy in the fifth round, the Penn State guy, that, like,
Clifford, yeah,
stinks, and nobody likes, and they were like, yeah, he wasn't going to get drafted if you didn't draft.
Yeah, it's all because of Brock Purdy. Everybody's like, oh, Brock Purdy is
whatever. Right, it's one of those you never know.
The problem with the you never know, you're right, you do never know. He's kind of slated to be the backup. They haven't, at this moment, signed a random veteran that would be your normal backup.
Who, in Minnesota? We're talking
Minnesota. Who?
Oh, we're talking
Packers. About the Packers. I jumped to the Packers quick because they were talking Packers. We're talking about that guy. The Vikings didn't take anybody, I don't think.
No, they didn't. They probably waiting for the better quarterback class next year, probably.
I don't know.
Yeah. Right now they have Sean Clifford as the two on our lads. Listen, what they're thinking is, hey, if we're that bad, bingo, we'll get a quarterback next year in the draft. If we're that good and we're a quarterback away, Cousins leaving.
They're always going to be, I don't know.
That was a good move by them picking up Addison in the first round. So
gives
them another weapon.
Yeah. It's just.
But you also knew they were doing that when they cut Thielen. They were going to look for some sort of other side of the ball.
Kirk is the constant, just good enough, just not good enough. You know, he's what Matt Ryan used to be, the line there, and now he's kind of the line where it's like,
right,
everything's perfect. Sure,
that's who the Packers are going to bring in, Matty Ice, beginning of October. Honestly,
any person to be the backup, I'd be okay with. They just
what game did he play this year?
Love?
Love. Oh. Or was it 2 years ago? That Sunday night game.
He started. No, so he started a game 2 years ago.
Right.
Against the Chiefs because Rodgers.
That's right. That's right.
Last year he played.
And they played not bad, if I remember.
He played. He didn't play great. He outplayed Pat, which Pat was in his slump.
Pat was had the ankle.
They lost like 10-7. Yeah. Right, like, why is Geno a free agent? He's actually not.
Can you like zoom in more, if it's possible?
On the second row, the last person.
Matt Flynn, baby.
Fucking do it. He played last year, Danny, you're right, the second half against Philly, Sunday Night Football. And he played, like, if he was going to have the equivalent that the talk about with Rodgers, the Dallas game, that was it. He, like, played well, made his reads. He threw a touchdown pass, but it was a crossing route that Christian Watson outran everybody and scored a touchdown. It's like, and he didn't look out of place. So
and that was the only way you were gonna. And that was the only way you were gonna beat the Eagles that year, last year as well. So.
But there he also go.
There's a better list for you, Vin.
It was like 38-10 or something when he came in. Like it was, they were not in their normal defense. I would be okay with Teddy. I've always liked him, but. I feel like the Dolphins.
Flacco's your perfect.
No, I don't get that.
Mentor. Chase Daniels.
Chase Daniels is the name that always comes to mind. He's the generic guy.
He'll be back in the Chargers.
I probably.
Either the Chargers or he'll be a Saint backup again.
Sure. Like Mason Rudolph even has. Huh, I don't think he has upside, but.
Isn't Jameis there, so he probably wouldn't.
Where?
Who's the starter? Isn't Jameis the starter?
No, Carr.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Carr is on the Saints now. Which, I was thinking about this the other day. I meant to bring this up, but we couldn't do a show last week. One, he's the best quarterback in that division.
Barnum. Carr?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, not even close.
Yeah, because you got Baker, you got...
Chase. Not Chase. Bryce. Sorry, I said Bryce. Chase. I said, it's Bryce. Yeah. Went to the Panthers.
Oh, yeah. Bryce.
I was going to say Chase Young instead of whatever Bryce Love. I don't know.
Reisner.
Yeah. Ritter?
Desmond Ritter
for the Falcons.
Sorry. I had to wake up my head.
Same. How far? I'm giving you a draft or drafting the quarterbacks in the NFC. Where does Carr go? Is it two? Jalen goes one, right? I think that's...
No, top three, because I think Dak is better than Carr.
Okay. That was the only... But, like...
Dak has better options around him.
Right, but I'm talking about Carr. Just the person. Like,
well, I wouldn't go that far.
You're talking fantasy football-wise, who you draft.
I'm not talking fantasy. I'm talking, like, you're starting a team that's only going to play this season, and you could pick from all the quarterbacks in the NFC. You're picking Jalen one. Your the conversation for number two is Dak, Kirk Cousins, and Carr. So it's like the quarterbacks in the NFC.
You can argue. There's an argument. Goff, he's a safety pick there.
Even Goff, like the NFC quarterbacks
behind Jalen is a big like gap between Jalen and what's next.
And then if you're doing this draft with all of the quarterbacks in the league, how far do you go in the AFC? Again, outside of Jalen, before you get another NFC quarter, it's like it might be like 10 guys.
Yeah, we were actually talking about this last night on my Rush show. It's like NFC is brutal.
Yeah. So like for us, for the teams we root for, it's wide the hell open.
Yeah.
So here, I'm going to read off a list for you guys right here. So you got Lamar, Josh Allen, Burrow, Watson, Russell Wilson.
I'm taking Russell Wilson out of this conversation.
CJ in Houston. Anthony Richardson starts in Indianapolis. Day one. Trevor in Jacksonville.
Five.
Mahomes.
Six.
Jimmy G in Vegas.
I don't think so.
He would fit right in with the NFC, which we...
Yeah, exactly.
Herbert.
7.
Tua.
He's in that category. He would be.
He's in the category with Carr and Cousins and Dak.
Mac, Aaron, Pickett.
Pickett would be in the conversation.
Is a toss up in Tennessee.
People don't like Pickett. I don't understand why.
I didn't watch enough of him.
He played well enough at the second half. Like,
yeah.
If we're counting Rodgers, that's probably 8 guys. You throw Jalen in the mix. That's 9 guys that are better than anybody.
It's Ritter, Murray.
Yeah, I'm. You can't.
Murray's hurt though.
So. Murray, you don't even know what the heck you're getting.
Justin Fields.
Again, I don't think he can throw the ball. He could run like hell.
Goff, Dak, Goff or Hooker. You don't know yet in Detroit.
Jordan Love. Also has a knee, so it's going to be Goff's year, and then he's gone.
Stafford.
Again, what am I getting back?
Cousins, of course, Carr, DJ. 49ers is Purdy and Lance. Seahawks is Geno.
Like, if you said DJ is a top 5 NFC quarterback, people are still going to look at you funny, but it really
Okay.
And then you got Trask and Baker in Tampa.
It's going to be Baker.
That's not
and you got Sam Howell and Jacoby Brissett down in Washington.
I would like to see how Howell does because I liked him in college.
Let him play. Like, he played well the game that he played last year, at the end of the year.
If people
think he's going to play.
If we're ranking the NFC quarterbacks, I think DJ's in the conversation for 5. Like, it's Jalen, it's Dak, it's
Thank
Kirk,
God for the running
it's Carr, and then he's in the conversation with Geno. And Goff.
Geno and Daniel Jones and Goff are just jockeying for the 5th spot.
Which is insane.
But I always liked Goff. It was just
those three guys,
the Rams over the hump.
Well, he also had a crazy good season last year.
Those three guys are the three guys that you're like, if they were in your quarterback room going into the camp, you're loving your opportunity at quarterback because you're going to trade one of them going into the season. And then you're going to have 2 really solid quarterbacks on your team.
Well, yeah.
As long as the pieces are around them, the system works, you know, a lot of factors play into it. But if those three are the three that you said, hey, these are your 3 quarterbacks for the season.
Right.
Figure it out in camp, trade one and keep 2.
But those guys are all 13 to 18 in overall. Like, it's like they're right smack dab in the middle. They're not great. They're not bad. If they don't make too much money and you have a good defense, you can win 10 games.
And that's exactly what
if you get hot, you can make a run.
Right. It's what the Seahawks did. It's what the Giants did. The Lions almost did it. Like, it happened for all 3 of those guys. And
I mean, the Lions just cut half their team for gambling, but hey.
Well.
I like how they talked about gambling and it was presented by FanDuel.
This gambling stuff is nonsense. Well, let's talk. I mean, we're on the draft a little bit.
He forgot to mute.
He turned the screen off.
I hit the mute on the thing.
I do it all the time.
I hit the mute on the mic, not the. I thought I hit on the.
Gotcha.
I didn't know I had to hit it on the screen, too.
What? The Giants draft.
Home run. The first 3, at least.
That's what we think.
I mean, the center nobody thought would be there.
Yeah, all three were projected to go at 25, so.
I mean, step 1, not reaching for a wide receiver because wide receivers were coming off the board was huge.
Yeah.
It was not a great receiver draft in general, either outside of JSN.
Fun fact, 33 wide receivers drafted in this draft.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but the first one went, 20? Usually you get that receiver run. Like
and
10.
The one the Giants got undrafted from West Virginia, I don't know why he didn't get drafted, but
I'm still trying to figure out why Hyatt got dropped to the 3rd round.
Yeah.
Wasn't he a Heisman hopeful at one point?
Well, he wasn't a Heisman hopeful. He won the best wide receiver award.
But I feel like he was like
mid-season
he was talked about, but once Hooker's knee blew out, changed everything.
It was more so Hooker, but it was because he had 5 touchdowns against Bama.
Right. That was where the name started coming up. Yeah. But, like, still, like,
but
3rd round?
Like, yeah, it's pretty nuts. And I'm happy about alert
that we drafted him in the third round. I'm like, this guy's still
You even text me from the Islander game. I was like, yeah, that was fun because that was the part of the draft show when I had snacks and other people. And I was literally looking up at the screen and the Giants' name was like up next. So I was like, up next, because we had like 15 picks before they were coming. Good thing I like looked up. I'm like, we just made a trade.
Listen, people say the Giants trades in the draft are like ugly trades and you're giving up things and you're giving up this. I mean, you're not giving up fifth and seventh round picks. You're not giving up that much. Plus, they're easy to get back if you need them.
Exactly.
If you feel like there's a guy on the board, all you got to do is trade a seventh next year. You're getting a fifth. Mm-hmm. So it's not like...
And we had 10 picks to play with, so if it was a year to do it, it was this year, like I've been saying. So,
yeah,
I thought it was a very good move. And then today, well, Friday, if you're listening to this on podcast, Dexter Lawrence,
the big man,
got extended. So that's obviously huge. And that was $22.5 million, and that was a little bit under Simmons, and it was basically.
I think he's the fourth ranked. I think I read it was fourth ranked defensive.
Where
it was the same as Payne. So all the big contracts, he's right there. So
what are we at cap implication wise?
Nothing came out yet.
Duggan said between $4 to $6 million relief.
Okay.
And then you got to figure there's still conversations with Leonard Williams of, hey, how much can we give you right now to take it off the cap? And
Shane was on Good Morning Football today and they talked up Saquon. So hopefully any day now.
So it was interesting to see Duggan also respond to somebody of what's next. And his response was Andrew Thomas, who they picked up the fifth year option.
Yeah, that was the easiest fifth year option of all time.
I mean, the Packers couldn't even decide on their quarterback. And here we are. Just be like, here you go. Don't even worry, buddy.
Yeah.
You guaranteed money to your quarterback.
Real convenient when you get to play a guy because you weren't held hostage by another left tackle. What is Saquon's situation?
He wants to make
$10 million a year. He wants to make $15 to $20 million a year.
And if those rumors were true, he should have said yes in the middle of the season.
Did he sign the tag?
No, he has till July.
Okay, so he just
he's not tagged. Playing on the tag.
Sure. Yeah,
the other interesting thing
is their property, so they would get whatever compensation back if somebody.
Yeah, he has the tag. That would be two firsts. Obviously, no one.
Right, or if they want to trade him, they can do that. Okay.
Which I found interesting. A couple of friends of mine who were Jeff fans were like, I would have given up two firsts for 5 years of Lamar over two firsts for Rodgers. Because think about this. So talk about this trade a little bit. What?
It's only one.
Well, they swapped the first, so it really looks worse than
to me. That was always part of the
one,
though.
Next year's two becomes a one once he plays half the season.
Well, that's the thing.
But what if he retires at the end of the year? Then you're losing a first-round pick for a guy
Nothing. Well, that's what I'm saying. There was a big thing where it's like, okay, it's going to be a possible first next year if he plays. He can't decide if he's playing before next April. Like, I know
which
him.
This is why it's, if he plays 65% this
right.
year,
so it's this
a
year.
First next year.
That, it doesn't matter. I don't give a shit what he does.
So you're like, year. You're like, let him get hurt. Let him retire in the middle of the year, play 65%, and give me two first-round picks next year.
That's it. And even, you know, even if next year's first round pick is fucking 27, I don't care.
Listen, he may not get any playing time this year. You heard Zach Wilson. He's going to make the veteran quarterback they bring in his life hell.
We haven't had a show since this happened. And it's now that it's officially over, you guys.
Is it relief? Be honest. Is it like a relief?
Complete relief that it's actually.
It has to be.
It sucks a little bit.
It's funny because he's been at every Garden event play.
And it's such.
Oh my God, we were at the hockey game last week. The Jet, like, third string offensive line has been at every playoff game again, like they were a couple years ago.
Yeah.
So Devin and I were like waiting for the game to start, and we're like, "Yo, this place would explode if Rodgers is just chilling in the in Ledecky's suite. It'll be like Clemens in George's suite,
right.
just chilling. Like the roof would blow off the place." Next night, he's at the Ranger game at the Garden.
Of course, he is. There's a lot here.
The funniest is Sauce not knowing who Jessica Alba is.
He didn't know who half the people were, apparently.
What the fuck is Sauce doing?
Did you hear what he said? He was like, yeah, Rodgers just kept pointing at people and going, Jerry Ferrara was talking his ear off. Hey, do you know who that is? Hey, do you know who that is?
From New Girl was there next to them.
Jerry Ferrara and the
Nicole had a good laugh. Nicole had a good laugh that because they had like half a Schmidt. Okay. Nicole goes, oh, poor Schmidt, not getting any love.
And they had the kid from what's his name? Noah whoever, from Stranger Things taking videos of Rodgers on the screen.
Yeah.
He's at every Garden event too.
This is all shit. Like, I get it's new, right? He's here. He's trying to ingratiate himself with the city, whatever. I get that. And he was at Wisconsin. Like, he was fucking part owner.
Yeah, he was at every Bucks game.
Yeah, he's at. I mean,
and he was never a hockey guy. There's no hockey there, so it's not like he was just going to pick a team. He said, "Oh, Madison Square Garden. I know that building. Let me go there."
There's nothing in Wisconsin. No. There's nothing. I mean, he could have gone to like fucking Red Wings games, I guess,
or the Badgers.
Badger.
That kind of shit. But like, the thing that's a few things that have annoyed people. One, and we talked about this in our group chat already. I brought it up. It's the same thing. People are complaining. People complain. They don't get any weapons. There's no wish,
weapons.
There's no wish list, and it's the same fucking weapon. So, like, I don't know.
Garrett Wilson's the only difference in the weapon.
Yeah. This is what I said. Garrett Wilson is not now or probably ever will be better than Devontae Adams was the last 4 years winning Green Bay. So, it's worse weapons. It just is. Running backs are basically the same. Aaron Jones is just as good as Breece Hall. And in the other thing that has annoyed me and it's annoyed Packer fans is that he's at OTAs. He hasn't been at these things in 3 years.
Well, he has no
in
choice.
In fairness, it's a little different.
Danny, what did they do last year?
I know.
They drafted a bunch of receivers.
I know.
What
would have
been great if Christian Watson had an extra month and a half with him?
We had that talk last year.
It's like, it might as well have been new weapons. They did everything they could outside of just having Cobb. It was just Cobb and Mercedes Lewis were the only people that he knew on the team last year. I mean, I guess Lazard was there too. But, like, they took away all the things and they were like, you have to learn. Nope. He also is
it was a comfortable relationship. This is a new one. I want to make
the comfortable. The comfortable thing was also the problem with, like, going out. If you were to go to a game, it's Bakhtiari, it's Cobb. It's Devontae.
That's why you brought Cobb here. So he can have someone to hang out with.
He would never have gone to a Bucks game with Jair Alexander in a million years.
And that's why
he's everywhere with fucking sauce.
That's why they signed Cobb, because he hated being at the game with Lazar.
He doesn't want to be at a game with sauce. He has no choice. So they're like, get me Cobb. Get Bakhtiari over here because I'm bored. I'm glad it's over because he's just annoying the hell out of me now. And that's... I don't want to say that I'm excited for the first time in a while for a season, because I'm always excited when I knew they were going to be good. I'm more interested in this season than I have been in a long time, because you can look at their offense right now. There are outside of the offensive line, it's just Aaron Jones as a veteran. Everybody, it's Watson, it's Dobbs, the guy they drafted last year. It's the brand new tight ends. So it's basically just this young group that is going to hope to learn together, and that's it. So I'm interested to see how it goes. I'm optimistic. The guys they drafted like a classic tight end in the third round. They drafted another tight end in the second round who's more of a pass catching tight end. Yeah, he's more of a slot receiver tight end. He's not really a blocker. The other guy is a legit blocker, but. And they've run a lot of two tight end stuff when it was Tonyan and Mercedes Lewis. So, like, it's kind of the same setup where, like, a blocker and a not blocker and, you know.
Nothing's really going to change except for the name on the quarterback.
No, things are going to change. They're going to run more stuff that he wants to run. That's the most thing I'm interested in. He can take all the shit that Rodgers wanted and was comfortable with and throw it in the garbage. And just
right.
do
it's now it's
shit.
Now his team.
That's it. More we're gonna it's jet motions. They had taken like almost all the motion out of the offense last year, which is what this fucking offense is built on. Because he doesn't like the motion. He likes tempo. He wants to get up to the line, West Coast offense, yada yada yada. They, you know, he doesn't I don't know, he was the offense they were brought up, he was brought up, and it's not about matchups. It's about space. So they want to get, you know, scheme guys open instead of them getting open. It should, in theory, work, but it's like for the first time in 30 years, I have to figure out if I have a good coach because I don't know.
This is it.
This is it. I said the same thing about McCarthy, and I still am to this day. I'm not sure if he's a good coach or not.
Here it is. Is it going to be back-to-back 20th overall quarterbacks drafted by the Packers to take him to the promised land?
I mean, it's they just trade Jordan Love to the Jets in 2035.
It's already been rumored. It's already started being rumored. I'm
ready for it.
Well, Favre wasn't drafted by the Packers.
That's a good point, but they did trade a first-round pick for him.
Fair enough.
Two Super Bowls. Jordan Love's going to win 3 Super Bowls for the Packers, and you're going to be like, these guys couldn't even win me, too.
I want Jordan Love to be like Alex Smith level and win 3 Super Bowls to throw it in the other two's face. Just be like the mediocre guy won all the Super Bowls, and you two couldn't.
The world would end with a Packer-Jet Super Bowl this year.
Go Packers.
Please.
Go Pack, go.
The world defense, would literally end.
The Jets defense he had last year, because I looked at this, the year of like it was like 18 points per game, and obviously that was, you know, a very good defense. The only time they had a defense close was in 2010 when they won the Super Bowl. So yeah, I mean it's possible, but when he gets control, things go awry. So at some point it's gonna happen. Anyway.
It's not going to happen.
I know. It's going to happen that he's the reason they lose, unfortunately.
And then you're going to give up another first-round pick. The Jets are going to have first overall next year. You're going to take a quarterback, sit on the bench for a year while Rodgers wins the Super Bowl.
If the Jets get Caleb Williams, that'd be a problem.
Is that the number one guy next year?
Yeah. That's a USC dude.
USC / Oklahoma.
Last 3 other spots because you're allowed to transfer every year now.
Well, yeah. Well, he went with Lincoln Riley.
He was there last year, right?
Yeah.
Right now, Walter Football has Tampa Bay with the first overall pick.
They gonna be that bad?
Tampa, Tennessee, Arizona.
Arizona.
Apparently, Arizona has 2 top 5 picks next year.
Why?
Well, one of the trades this year and their regular trade.
What did they trade this year that I don't remember?
They swapped first, and there was more to that pick with Houston. Remember Houston moved up to 3? Houston traded its first and fourth in exchange for their first and second and next year's first and third. Got
it. Okay, right.
So did they get both of Houston's picks.
Trade D-Hop?
No.
Not yet.
I would have thought that would have happened to get a pick in that draft.
Nope. Nobody wants. The asking price was a 1.
He might be that June 1st cut.
That would be great.
He's not going to sign with the freaking.
He's not going to sign with the Packers, but.
That'd be fun sweepstakes for that week.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. I don't know where he would land.
Yeah, he made an Instagram video. See, I'm still here. Who said I ever wanted to leave?
I mean, come on. Come on.
So he has cut before June 1st is $22 million. Cut after or traded after is 11 for the cap for dead cap.
Okay, so
for this year or next year, so it's like a $20 million savings
if they cut him after June 1st.
If they cut him after June
1st. Okay, so he's gonna get cut after June 1st or traded after because the trade's the same.
Yeah,
thing. So the same thing. I forgot to ask. How bad is the Packers cap now with the dead cap now that Rodgers is gone?
So it changed. No, they changed the contract.
They reworked it to eat everything they're going to eat this year.
The Cowboys have the Packers have $57 million in dead cap this season.
What about next year? Nothing, right?
It doesn't say anything on next season. Only says for this year on here. 2024 update.
It basically saved them nothing this year.
Yeah, it doesn't really say anything for next year yet.
But, yeah, his cap number this year is 40. Yeah, it's 40 in dead money for just him. Next year, they don't. It doesn't really have a list, but I think they moved it so that everything, would be this year. Like that's what the.
Is there anybody you don't have on your dead cap list? Jesus Christ.
Well, that's. I mean, they.
I don't even know who half these guys are.
They kicked the can down the road while he was still here. Just keep pushing the money and pushing the money and pushing the money, and now the check's here. So. That's why they didn't sign anybody in free agency or trade for anybody. We're just throwing it into the wind. There's basically, I mean, going to be as young as possible. Somebody tweeted the other day, they have like four guys that are over, I think, 28. It's like Preston Smith, Devondre Campbell, the punter, and somebody else. Like Mason Crosby's gone. He's a free agent at the moment. And they drafted a kicker who apparently stinks, but whatever. So he's probably won't be back.
Player on the team right now, Pat O'Donnell, at 32.
32 is the oldest player on the team. So,
Akhtar's 31, Smith is 30, Campbell's 29, Wilson 28.
I think they're just gonna eat it this year, try to be as good as they can with these young guys and grow this crew together. Hope they win like 6 or 7 games. And get, you know, grow a little more next year when they have, you know, the money is off. And hopefully the cap goes up, which it should.
Reports are that the, I forgot what I was going to say. Never mind. Oh, they're still going to be better than the Bears.
I don't doubt that.
Yeah, they're like another year away. You guys want to talk about playoffs
they
quickly?
They literally did nothing.
Because I got to wrap up for 9 o'clock.
Playoffs.
Yeah.
Danny, listen, we didn't expect to win.
Why are there so many days off between games?
Because the NBA likes to do it. It makes no sense. It's rather annoying.
Didn't they say that they were going to bring back the every other day thing?
Okay. They sort of did it.
The Lakers and Warriors are playing tonight.
They're not playing.
I don't know why the Knicks and.
Do you guys want to hear this fun fact about the difference between the Laker Warrior and the Knicks and Miami Heat series?
Sure.
Secondary market, cheapest seat to get into whatever it's called, Crypto Arena, for Game 3. $500.
Game 2 is like 4 at the Garden.
Okay. Game 3 in Miami. Cheapest ticket. 160.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
My friend Cranky's going to Game 3.
You got a friend named
Cranky. It would cost you less to fly to Miami.
What is that? You Kramer?
Yeah, he took snacks to the Knick game, Game 2 the other night.
Literally.
No, snacks is the Cranky one.
It literally, you can go down.
Believe it or not, Cranky's he fits the billing for that name.
You can actually fly down to Miami, go to the Knicks game, and fly back for less money than it would cost you to get in the building in London.
This Laker Warrior series is probably the last time these two are going to see each other. After all this, I mean, maybe not. But after all the history they have together,
the possibility is there.
Listen, I have a better question for you. What's with the Florida Panthers, and when did they become good? Are we getting a Panthers Kraken Stanley Cup Finals?
This is gonna sound crazy, but outside of Connor McDavid, I think I would take Matthew Tkachuk over any player in the league right now. He's
an all around good player.
Crazy, yes. And the Leafs just like to fold in on themselves. They were up 2-0, and now it's
3-2. They won their series. They don't have to win now.
Well, that's the problem.
Florida just took a really stupid penalty, though.
They won their series, and then they took the foot off the gas, and they got blown out the other day.
Well, they were expecting that. They did what Boston did. They expected Florida to just be a wash.
I am shocked, honestly, at how easily the Knicks won the first round series.
I'm not.
No, they hit their shots. It was exactly how the Knicks-Hawks series was 2 years ago.
But I mean, but the Knicks are the Hawks in this scenario. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I know, but like, the Cavs were supposed to be more competitive than that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm scared about Jimmy Butler though, because if he comes back,
seven days off between games, of course he's going to be back.
Disaster. He's a monster.
The Knicks would have lost if Jimmy Butler played.
Can you imagine if they realized he was hurt in game one? How good they may have actually
Jimmy Butler is like an enigma. I don't know what to think.
And can we put more respect to Spoelstra's name on being one of the greatest coaches?
He needs to be up there.
The fact that he's still there in general is Pat really
loves him.
Pat's really a loyal guy. If you really look at Pat, like, can Pat go down as one of like the best, like, isn't he owner? People. He's the owner.
No, he's like the president.
He's the president, yeah.
But can he go down as probably one of the best presidents?
Oh, he's a basketball Hall of Famer. Yeah. He's
everything. Coach, president, player.
Spoelstra got,
because the way they adjusted in game one, and for whatever reason, between the Knicks not hitting shots and the Knicks not adjusting to that, was crazy to me.
And the fact that they just had Jimmy Butler on one leg standing in a corner and nobody decided to, you know, go at him on offense.
Yeah.
I don't know when they hired him exactly, but it was probably
to be around 2010.
It was right before.
No, it was before that. Right? Wasn't he the 06?
He was coach when they got there.
No. He was an assistant coach from 97 through 2008.
He's been an assistant.
Absolutely not.
97?
Wow. How the fuck old is he?
He looks good.
Whatever old he looks great.
Yeah. He's 52. He's 52 years old.
So he was Pat Riley's assistant then.
Okay.
52 and then, years old.
So he was the coach for 2 years with just D Wade.
Man, that Miami Sun does wonders, man.
And then he's just been the head coach. We're going on 15 years now?
Yeah, he was basically Wade's assistant coach. And Riley said, who do you want to be your coach now? And he said,
well, it's still, I mean, like right there, there's 2 years before LeBron that they don't make the playoffs, but.
Well, you don't know that because he was the assistant coach. Oh,
no, I'm saying right there. 08-09. And 9-10, LeBron's not there because LeBron, those 4 years.
Well, no, they're in the playoffs because over here, this 429 and 200, playoffs. That's playoff records.
So they just lost in the first round. Okay.
He missed the playoffs 1, 2, 3 times as a head coach.
That's impressive, especially when they gutted him.
It's the Heat. The LeBron's coaches
just got 601 winning percentage in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And a 589 winning percentage.
You imagine if they didn't choke against the Mavs?
Oh. I mean, I'm glad they did.
Oh, yeah. Looking back on it, I'm glad
they did. I kind of wish they did for the Thunder also. Maybe OKC would actually still be relevant.
If they don't choke against the Mavs, they might have 4 championships. They might not lose the last one. I mean, the last one was against the Spurs, wasn't it?
They didn't lose the – didn't the Spurs win the first year and then the Spurs lost the second year?
I forget the order.
It was – No, it was definitely the first one they lost to the Mavs.
Yeah, then they didn't lose again.
Then they won 2. You had it right there. They won 2 against the Thunder.
The Thunder and the Spurs.
And then
Allen made that jump shot.
Right. And then I think the Spurs.
That was Mike Breen's greatest bang call.
Beat them the last year. Maybe.
I feel like that's
that would probably be Breen's greatest call or 12 and 13 bang call.
Yeah, the Kyrie one.
It was funny because I was watching game one and I was like, why is Mike Breen not calling this game? And then they advertised game 7 from Sacramento. I was like, well, Mike Breen's in Sacramento.
Yeah.
That was an awkward feeling when they had the main ABC ESPN guys with the Knicks and it was the first round. So it was MSG. I'm like, oh, this sucks.
Yeah.
I want to watch MSG.
Yeah, but that's the same thing. Like, Brendan Burke literally called 3 clinchers 3 days in a row.
Yeah.
Including 2 game 7s. And it's like, all right, that's pretty awesome.
I fucking hate hockey. Yeah. So, I mean, if Jimmy can't play.
It's football season. Fuck everything else.
I mean, yeah, it is fuck baseball. Everything else. Before Danny goes, I have to bring up the Mets. because Danny, we had this conversation very quickly earlier today. I don't know what it is. There's just something off. It's a feel. It's, I was talking about my dad. He was like, "What's your read?" And I was like, there's just,
they're lucky it's May, but vibes. They don't have a good vibe.
I don't know what, like,
have you guys ever noticed?
There isn't that vibe we had last year.
No, like Bucks making stupid decisions. And
oh, I didn't text you why Nimmo said attempted the stolen base.
What did he say?
Because the guy has a very slow delivery.
Don't
why did he
and
get
he did not want to get into a double play with Marte. That was his logic.
Okay, so his logic. Okay,
and he said the number.
I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go here. If Starling Marte is not healthy because he slid into home and his neck hurts or he can't run, put him on the DL. The guy in the minors has 1,000 OPS. It makes no sense. Let him not play for 2 weeks, for 3 weeks, and let Mark Vientos come up.
The biggest scare is Scherzer, honestly.
I think he'll bounce back. That was a weird week. He was prepared to pitch Monday. And then you get all the rain delays and stuff. But this was something that I've always realized. I remembered back, they always talked about this. There's always something weird about Buck and how he always turns the team around for a year. Always has one good year, except for the Yankees, of course.
Right.
He always has like one good year with the franchise.
This is a good solid run in Baltimore right here.
Yeah.
93.
I don't think it's Buck.
I can't get over the fact that he's only won one playoff series. So I think this might be to compare it to the Islanders, a Lou Trotz thing where it's like I need an adult in the room for a couple of years to get things on track, and then we can get the guy that we actually want. Lane Lambert is not that person, but I don't know. I have a feeling it's Eric Chavez. That we actually want to be the manager?
Well, if we're doing it like the Islanders and Lou and Trotz, then we're not going to have Eric Chavez do it because the guy Islanders shows is not the right guy.
Correct. But there's just, again, like I said, Starling Marte, he's clearly injured. Or he just doesn't want to run anymore because he was hurt last year. I don't know what it is. If he's banged up, put him on the DL and let Mark Vientos come up. You can't get thrown out there. As the guy who already doesn't like stealing bases because he isn't good at it, you can't get thrown out there with 2-3-4 in your order up. Because even if Marte fucking strikes out, Lindor is up, Alonso's up if that something happens.
The fact we got swept by the Tigers is alarming.
He got swept. And, like, today's game in a vacuum, sure, Eduardo Rodriguez is a good pitcher. So, like, it's not the end of the world there. Max, I'm honestly afraid he might be done.
It's been since last September.
Last year, the argument when he shit the bed in the playoff game was he was still hurt. But his first game off the DL, he was throwing a perfect game. So which is it? And then it also always looks worse. This is just a thing. His bugaboo when he's off, whatever guys have tells when they're off. He gives up a lot of homers. So it just looks worse when you give when your runs are homers.
Yeah, I
it
think
looks
he's
worse.
Given up like 12 home runs in
but
this
even
span.
You can go back and look at Cy Young Max. He gave up like 20 homers in
right.
the season. It's
listen,
just...
you want to see the positive. It's like Verlander came out, got the first guy, gave up back-to-back home runs, and then shut it down. Shut down the rest of the game.
He figured it out. I give him a lot off. More slack because he was actually hurt.
Right, and you know what? You didn't sign Verlander to win you a game in the beginning of May like you needed him to.
And
you signed Verlander because, at the end of the day, Verlander is a postseason pitcher.
Well, he's not really, but I do want to pull up the standings really quick.
No.
Because while they don't matter, and it's May, you can look around at other teams that are supposed to be good. The Houston Astros are 16-15. The Mets are 16-16. The Cardinals are 10-22. The Dodgers figured it out. The Padres are 17-15. So it's very much not the end of the world.
It's not. It's just the frustrating of vibes because we had such a good West Coast trip. And then we decided to suck against the Nats.
And the Tigers.
The Braves are the Braves, and then got swept by the Tigers, and it's just like...
We said it in our previous show, the Braves are the class of the National League.
Yeah. Well, that was the thing with Diaz and the thing with Correa was like when they had those two guys, or almost had those two guys, to me, it put them above the Braves. You lose Correa, now you're back in line. You lose Diaz, now you're behind them. That's just the way it is. And I went Friday night. I think I told you guys. I went Friday night, the night of the Islander game that they lost. I've never wanted to leave a baseball game more. I had absolutely no interest in being at this game. And part of it was because it was a playoff hockey game, and part of it was because it was raining. But it was just, even in the stadium, it was just a blah vibe.
It's a weird something. They got to get the juju right. There's
I don't know what it is.
I have no idea what it is. It's just something is not. I don't know.
Somebody needs to get fired, or somebody needs they need to do something. I don't know. Something crazy needs to happen.
Maybe it's time to move on from, you know, Jeremy Hefner and realize that
I need like a Vogelbag inside the park home run. That like something nuts.
Well, he did braid his hair. That was
that's
weird.
Not nuts enough.
I need blonde his hair. Leg to we like all have snap to, so that way Vientos hair. Could just come here and be here.
Yeah, he's the Vogelbag stinks. I mean,
thing with Vientos is the minute he gets called up, he's not going to do anything.
I know.
Yeah, but that's because they won't play him every day until they realize and be like, wait, maybe we should play this guy every day like we do with Beatty. And then he'll hit.
That's the other thing is you can't tell me you're trying for a World Series. Like, this is a lot of the Twitter conversation is call everybody up, but also, like, they're going to be a contender. No. You can't call up three guys from the minors and think they're going to play every day and then think you're going to win 95 games. That's not – they don't correlate. Unless, you know, all three of them are Rookie of the Year candidates.
God, Vin. Oh, look, optimism. Jimmy Butler is going to play Saturday because he has a 10-day grace period between ankle
injuries. Of course he's going to play Saturday. Game two is – it's like the fucking national championship in football.
Yeah, but also game two was looking at, like, all right, we won game one. Jimmy rests the ankle for game three.
This team didn't go to the World Series. Okay. The Phillies were pretty freaking good.
Yeah, but they didn't get good until
That's June. True. Well, that's the thing. It does happen a lot. And starting off hot didn't work, so let's try not starting off hot, I guess.
We've had too many years where we started off with 10-game winning streaks, and we're also, like, oh, we're getting ready for the playoffs, and then next thing you know, it's...
The other three teams in our division that went to the World Series recently got off to horrible starts.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Well, that's the other thing that I always go back to, and it's the curse of this franchise, is that every time they've ever won anything ever, it's after they were terrible. Or it's 1986 and they were down to the final out, down by two in the 10th inning, and yada, yada, yada. There has to be almost insurmountable odds for the Mets to do anything.
Anybody see Bryce Harper's mechanical arm?
No, I did not.
That's bullshit. You're telling me they could suspend Max Scherzer for sticky stuff and Bryce Harper isn't on steroids? That's what you're telling me right now? Bullshit.
He's also wearing a freaking...
He always wore some kind of armor, but like...
No. This is armor.
Like, is he up there like a knight in shiny armor? I really wish somebody tried to hit like that.
Let's see if I can find a good... Oh, here's a good picture of it.
Like, is it like Bond's armor? Oh. That's a cast. He's just wearing a cast.
Yeah.
What are we doing here, guy?
How do you bend the elbow with that thing?
I don't think you do.
Yeah.
How's he gonna hit like that?
Well, he's batting .429 since he's back for this whole week. Okay. So...
Well, he's a mutant.
He looks very, very jacked.
Well, the arm... The cast.
I'm talking about
like,
his like chest and his other arm.
Isn't it funny that like offensive linemen wear that same brace on their arm with a broken arm and they play?
That is true. Yeah.
Thomas does wear that. Yeah.
Right. It's like that's just normal. That is the best with offensive linemen where it's like it's almost an advantage if you break your hand. Like yeah, put the club on it. Just punch a guy in the head. No problem.
I had to wear one. It wasn't fun.
A club?
Yeah.
Good times.
best is when the linebackers do it and they just start swapping.
Oh, yeah. They're just punching balls out. It's great. Again, it's an advantage. Break your hand. It's an advantage.
Speaking of broken hands, we didn't mention him earlier. McKinney going on to his final year of his contract.
Yeah.
Duggan did make a good point about him. I meant to bring up earlier of with him, the advantage they're going to have is they'll have the tag available for him next season.
Yeah, I could see him getting tagged.
So he could get tagged and then worked out a deal. They don't have to worry about it with the cap issues for this year. And he even said, I'm sure the conversation already happened of, we're going to sign you. It's just we don't have the cap space to sign
Just imagine if he didn't have the accident. Then
you would have to sign him right now.
A lot of money.
You would have to sign him right now
if he didn't have the accident. Was at the tag level, but I guess it's just a
next year. Is his fourth year. Four, and he's the
he was second round pick, right?
He was a second round pick, so there's no option.
Yeah. Right. They traded up to get him, Actually, did they trade up to him? I don't remember.
The guard standing?
We had the fourth pick of the second round, so we might not have to.
Who's the guards this season?
Guards, it's going to be either Zudu and Glowinski, or it's going to be Glowinski at right, and then either Zudu, Lemieux.
And Brenston.
Bredesen probably starts now, yeah. It'll probably be Bredesen or Zudu.
Kind of do the rotate like they've been doing.
Yeah. Like, they'll give it to Zudu because he's young enough, but Bredesen did play good last year. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Anywho, may the fourth be with all of you.
It's my background. It's always my background, but it's extra special today.
Gay? Hey, Peter Quill.
Yeah.
I had no idea how this works.
Or you pull a Mincy.
We can't do that, Danny.
Unreal.
I'm honestly, that guy did nothing, so he deserved to get his job. He deserved to lose his job.
What are you doing?
Mincy. What a fucking doo-doo.
Well, with that being said, everybody, have a wonderful evening, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.